so rude.
It's supposed to be like 15 after the hour. Here it's like 26 after the hour. And this fool.
We're supposed to wait.
We're supposed to wait, you know. And we're in there. We got this phone. We got the phone line up. And see, you know, we talked to the guy that was setting up the interview. That was nice and boring.
ABC,
and,
yeah,
I don't understand what he's doing. But that's just what Kevin does to people now that he's a big star.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I had to poo. I done had 8 cups of coffee. Wow. And it had to come out, Russ.
Wow. Hey, can I ask you a question? Why would you do 3 hours of Tom Joyner? Are you going to do me for 10 minutes?
Thank you. I don't understand. What's up with that?
Hey, Russ, well, you know what? The minute that you tell me, Kev, hey, co-host my show, maybe I'll do it. But you know what? You're too much of a self-centered pig that doesn't want anybody else to shine. So you would never have me do that. You know why? This is all about Russ Parr. Oh. No, 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 Kevin. Don't do my show.
Oh,
call
okay.
For 3 minutes.
Is that right?
Is this what we're going to do? Is this what we're going to do?
Sad.
All right. Wow. You went to the bathroom with security.
Yeah, let's tell it this.
Who
this
lifted
what we
you
doing?
Up on the toilet? Bitch.
My security. Why do you think he went with me?
You had to keep him from falling in.
Hey, they holding you up by your shoulders, man. That is wonderful. Hey, Kevin, I saw the movie, man. Here's what I said. My first response was, I thought this movie was as good or better than the first one. I love the Vegas atmosphere.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I think it's better. I think it's better than the first one.
Yeah, I thought you were very funny. I didn't think you went over the top as much as you normally do.
Oh.
And I was like, Will Packer went in there, cut that out and cut that out. Way over the top. Okay. No, but actually, it was funny. There's a couple of things that I noticed. One, Terrence J is no Terrence Howard.
You better not.
Wait.
Don't do that.
Lala has a lot of Twitter followers. And
wait a minute.
Wait.
What are you doing?
And Gary Owen needed more lines.
Other than that,
it was a great movie.
Dude, listen, here's what I'll say, okay? Because you know, I'm the guy that's politically correct. All right, here's what I'll say.
Yes.
I will say, Terrence, as a professional and as an entertainer, is growing, and you can see it in the second movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Lala, as an entertainer and as a professional, is growing outside of a brand that she's creating, and you see it in this movie, expanding.
Right. Yes.
Gary Owens, as a comedian, has put himself in position to show people that he can do more and will do more after this movie. That's called cleanup, guys.
Good job.
Well, that was awesome,
you didn't
Kevin.
Didn't have to clean up because I was actually kidding about Terrence J.
Now look.
Clean up. Here's the real clean up.
Now, how do you feel?
No, see what I'm saying? You see how he has you guys? That's the real clean up. You know it wasn't.
Yeah, we do. Hey, we do.
And we had Gary Owen co-host the show as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
In.
That shows that you guys are stupid.
I thought he was
good. So, Kevin, I noticed what you like to do. You like to wear Speedos a lot and stuff.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And, you know, basically, I've seen you and you did it in one of my movies where you had Speedos on. You did it again in this movie.
What's that?
Why? What is this obsession in showing people your package? What is that all about?
Well, Russ, here's the thing, okay? And if you didn't have the body of a woman, I think you would understand.
Oh.
The thing is that you work hard to basically show why you work hard. Like, you know, I'm in the gym a lot, and I say, why not take the opportunity on the big screen to show people why I'm in the gym so much and hopefully get a good reaction.
Wow.
Now, Russ, not many men have hips, but you do.
Oh, damn.
Your best line was when you said I was built like somebody's aunt. So go with that one.
Hey, I didn't want to tell you this, Kevin, but Russ said that your man parts look large. Because you're so small.
Because you're not the average man.
And that's why you like
to wear
Speedos.
If I took your man parts and put them on me, I would be like laughed at. Okay.
Hey, Russ, well then, that sucks for you. Okay. Hey, Russ, I rocked the bulge in this movie.
Yeah.
And showed the bulge.
No.
Just went up 20% because of the bulge. And I wasn't afraid to show it, brother. I'm going to let them know what it is.
You know, we had Michael Ealy in here, and one of the funniest parts of the movie is like when you need that $40,000 to pay for the room, and he's reaching into his pocket and he puts the wallet back. That was a classic. Was that written or was that just something he just ad-libbed?
No, that was Mike. That was Mike improvising, man. And you know what I love about Mike in this movie? You know, it's so much comedy going on, but you need a guy to help drive the story. You need a guy that's that's going to always pull things back together. And Mike is that guy in this movie.
Plus,
you know?
He's hot.
He does. Well, you know, it's not my place to judge that. But, you know, I think Mike does a great job of centering the comedy and grounding it. Right. As crazy and big as it gets, when it comes to him, he grounds it. And moments like that, Russ, it's funny that you point that out, show how he understands story and how he understands basically where we need to go and how we need to get there and what helps. And those are all character developing moments.
That's great. We wanted to play sound of Megan Good when we asked her about kissing people on screen.
Right.
she talked about people that she has kissed on the screen.
Uh-huh.
You came up because there was a scene in 35 and Ticking where you kissed her.
Great movie.
And you basically said, Russ, I wasn't really feeling that take. Can we get another? And me being your boy, I said, you know what? I think that we do. And you're winking at me on camera and looking at me in Video Village. Yeah, that's my man, Russ. And I got you three kisses in that movie, man.
I would love to lie and trash Rush and say that he's lying, but in this particular case, Rush is telling the stone cold truth. Listen, I think we had a perfect take the first take, and I was like, Russ, I don't know. I don't think I hit my mark. Let's get another one.
Yeah, and worked out. I Think Like a Man too, man. It's going to be huge. Going to do another 100 million. We want a number three because I think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I actually think it's a great movie, and I thought it was fun. I thought it was like, you know, I love George Wallace in there. George Wallace didn't say nothing. Just the looks that he gave. It's hilarious. And Corey Holcomb
made a lot in that film.
And Corey Holcomb was funny as hell in the very beginning. Yeah. Corey was really good. I'm like, Thank you. Come on now. You see, that's what you look out for your boys. And I like that, man. I like that.
That's what you're supposed to do. And Russ, I'll go on record and say, you know, why we have a relationship. You looked out for me, man. At the end of the day, you need a platform. Regardless of what that platform is, you can't build if you don't have bricks. And Russ gave me bricks at a time in my career when I needed them, and he provided me with content, dude. So it's the same thing in this. The content is just a lot bigger right now, and, you know, throwing people little bones here and there just helps them get those bricks in place.
That was nice. Kevin, are you okay?
That was the first time.
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and end this interview because that was a nice thing that this little bitch said.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
I meant it, man. Look, Think Like a Man too. Honestly, guys, you will not be disappointed. Yeah. I can go on record and say it's better than the first one.
Yeah.
It appeals to everybody. Go
Absolutely.
See this movie. We start late shows tonight. Go see it the weekend. Help us make history. Help us be groundbreaking.
And you know, one more thing. What I dig about what you do, you'll show up at a random theater anywhere in America and sit and watch it with people.
That's why fans love you.
My pop-ups. I'm going to do it throughout the weekend, different cities. I don't say where, but it's going to be different cities. It's not just going to be one city. I'll jump on a plane, and I'm going to do three the weekend, and then I'll do probably three more throughout the week.
Man, you work hard, man. That's why you deserve everything you got, brother. You know, I got love for you. Got love for Kevin Hart. Yeah. I'm on my way to New York, man, for the ABFF, so I'll see you tonight.
All right, man. Hey, take it easy, guys. Love y'all.
All right. If I can pass the security, I'll be able to see
you. Yeah. They can't be that big.
Yeah, it can't be that big.
Goodbye. Love y'all, man.
Bye.